This is The Daily Creative. November 1st, Bounded Autonomy. One myth about creativity is that in order to produce brilliant work, you must have complete freedom. No rules, no one judging you, no limits. Just wide open spaces to think and create. It's a myth because anyone who has ever had to create things for a living, whether that's art or a product or a marketing campaign, knows that a lack of limits is actually harmful to the creative process. Orson Welles, the great filmmaker, once quipped, "The absence of limitations is the enemy of art." Without some form of limitation, it's difficult to make priority decisions about focus, energy, and time. What we should strive for is bounded autonomy. This is freedom within limits. Effective limits help us make critical decisions about our finite resources. Sometimes the reason that we're stuck is that we either have too much autonomy, in other words, not enough boundaries, or we are too bounded, meaning we have too many limits. And the net result is that we can't see a meaningful path forward. By considering these two factors, we can sometimes find just the right solution to our stuckness. Do you need better limits to define where you look for ideas? Maybe better definition of the problem? Or are you overly constricted by tight boundaries and need more freedom to explore? Complete freedom is not helpful. The creative process thrives within the context of bounded autonomy. Here's today's question. Think about a problem you're stuck on. Do you need more autonomy or better boundaries?